When you need to know, ask a pro. Here's a unique inside look into our golf scene as Liza Churchill sits down with members from the New England PGA. Here's Liza.
We're talking to Susan Bond. Susan is the head golf professional at the Weekapaw Golf Club in Rhode Island. Welcome, Susan.
Hi, Liza. How are you?
I'm very good.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you for coming on. I've been wanting to have you on for quite a while. I know that you're the only woman golf professional in Rhode Island.
I'm the only PGA head golf professional in Rhode Island. I believe there are a couple of female assistants, but I'm the only head golf professional.
Do you feel any pressure being in a male-dominated industry, you know, such as golf, and being the only female head PGA professional in Rhode Island?
I've grown up with guys. I played on
right.
the guys' golf team in high school. I've just always been around, because, again, back when I was in high school, there were even fewer women involved in the game, and I just really enjoyed it. I was encouraged. I played well. I played college golf for the University of Alabama and really enjoy this game that I took it to be my career. And in regard to pressure, I don't think it's pressure. I think I've earned the respect from my fellow golf professionals that they know that if you put my resume up against others, if you just took my name off of it, I'm, you know, worthy of being a good, solid PGA professional.
How long have you been the head golf professional there at Weekapaw?
This is our 13th season at Weekapaw.
Do you work with your husband as well there?
I do. He's my general manager, so we make a really, really wonderful team here at the club.
Do you golf together in events competitively?
No. Once, you know, we don't play golf because, one of us has to stay here and hold the fort, so I usually get out. He's very nice and lets me go out and play, and he stays home and runs the show.
You teach a lot of golf there. Do you have a lot of time to compete?
Yes. I still am a very competitive person in everything, as people would verify. And my caliber of play isn't what it used to be, but I still get out and compete as much as possible. And I run the Mass Women's Open and the New England Women's Open here during the summer. So I try to keep competitive. In August, I play in the New England section Club Pro. They call it the PNC. And I play in that. And I'll also be playing in my first senior PNC qualifier, which will be up at Okemo the first part of August.
Susan, I had no idea that you were a senior golfer.
I just turned 50. I'm a newbie.
You are.
So I'm in the back nine of my career, as I called it. Because in Florida this winter, I had a tournament with my other female golf professionals. We all played college golf together, and we're all pretty much all turning 50 this year. So we had a tournament in January and had a blast. And I said, you know, I played good on the front nine of my life, so now I'm going to really turn it up on the back nine.
Definitely. Well, if it's any consolation, you don't look 50 at all, and your energy is so vibrant. I had no idea. Not that it's death at 50 or anything, but.
Oh, well, thank you. I try hard. And I'm always trying to keep busy.
You have the Rhode Island Special Olympics this weekend, and you had an event today that you did. What was that like?
This weekend is the kickoff of the Special Olympics, the Olympic Games, and tonight are the opening ceremonies, and every region of Rhode Island is carrying a torch to URI for the opening ceremonies this evening. And I ran the leg from Westerly to Charlestown about an hour ago, and I thought I was running with people of my kind of speed limit, but I was running with the local police. And I said that I run like a 10-minute mile, and they heard, you can run an 8-minute mile, and they kind of beat me up. I'm like, but they were very kind, and I was like, and then they gave me, you know, when we got done, they needed rides, and they gave me a ride in the cop car, and I'm like, oh my God, this is the first time I've ever been in one of these, let alone in the front seat. But it was very nice to give my part to that, and I'll be instructing the Special Olympic athletes here on Saturdays starting at the end of June through when everyone goes back to school. So it's really a great event every Saturday here.
Do you have a lot of students that participate in that?
Last year, it varied week to week because of vacations and things like that, but we had probably anywhere from 10 to 12 athletes every Saturday, and now I'm advertising it a little bit more in the local area, so hopefully we'll get even a greater turnout.
You partner up with Bob Beach from South Shore Boston, where our radio station is located.
Yes, Bob Beach is just outstanding golf professional, and anytime he asks for volunteers, if I don't have something going on at my club, I'm always willing and able to assist Bob, because just giving back to the game is what we believe, that's all what it's all about. I've been very fortunate in my career and been given lots of wonderful opportunities, so now I'm just trying to pay it forward and do it to others.
You are an expert in the short game?
Yeah, well, experts, I would like to say that's my area that I like to focus on.
All right.
Because that's the area that too many people tend to neglect, but it's the safety net for everyone, because you can always have an errant club selection or misalign your shot into the greens, but if you're good around the greens, you know, you still can make your score manageable. So I'm really focused on that area.
So have you noticed the equipment changes and the changes in the type of materials used to make golf clubs? Do you find that you're hitting your ball, your driver, you find you're hitting it longer?
I hit it straight. I am not known for my length. But I'm boring. When people play, they go, do you ever get tired of the middle of the fairway? And I'm like, no, I don't.
No.
It may not be far, but it's straight. And the other is that the invention of the hybrid has saved my career. I think the hybrids are the most wonderful club ever made and really helped me get to the greens more efficiently due to that, because again of my lack of length off the tee, it really keeps me in the ball game.
Yeah, I love the hybrids as well.
Oh, they're wonderful.
And I noticed that you had played on some mini tours and the Futures Tour.
Yes.
Back in the day.
Back, you know, when they, you know, we didn't have woods then. It wasn't that bad. but yes, I did play on the Futures Tour, and actually I just played in the Connecticut Women's Open, and I was paired with girls my same age. We played college golf together, and we were going down memory lane pretty hard. And it was funny about how the kids nowadays just bomb it, and we try to get Phil, again, working on the short game. It's not about all the distance that you can hit it, but you should be able to know how to get it into the cup.
Yes. How about how the kids nowadays, how their golfing attire is much different as well?
Yeah, it drives me a little crazy. I like the shirts tucked in. Tuck those shirts in. But they're good, you know, like the Paula Creamers and the Natalie Gulbis. I mean, they're wonderful for the game of golf. You know, they dress.
Ladylike.
Exactly. They look great on the golf course, and they're going to get people to get out, and then they, you know, they play great, and they're personable. So we need more players out there that are like those two.
Susan, I know you're really active in the New England PGA, and you're running for secretary. Can you tell me about that?
Yes, our election will be held the end of October at our fall meeting, and I am running for the role of secretary treasurer, which hopefully will lead to vice president and president of the section. And we have two-year terms in each position, so I hope in the fall that I will start on that journey.
What are some of the initiatives that you think that you can implement?
And our goal is to get more women and juniors involved in the game. The women, as you know, in the household control where the cash is going, and we're trying to get them to get their juniors involved. And if you get the mom involved, then, you know, they're going to stay and have dinner, and they're going to buy apparel in your pro shop. So if you keep mom happy, you generally will get the whole family out playing the game.
Recently, you were down in Florida for a PGA event. What was that about?
Also, again, very fortunate. I'm a PGA Magazine ambassador, where they ask golf professionals to go and view resorts and golf courses in the United States and also outside. And I was fortunate enough to go to Argentina last year. And you're basically going to look at the facility to promote it to your member, so that if your member asks, now you have credibility on those areas, and you can say firsthand, this is what was wonderful, and this is what the amenities will provide you. So it's a really wonderful experience, and it's also a great way to meet other golf professionals from around the country that you keep lasting long-term relationships with, and that's fun also.
Tell me what Argentina was like.
Oh, Argentina was like, it was, other than the plane ride, it was a fantastic, fantastic trip. It was amazing. To quickly describe, we woke up, we played golf at this golf course in Chapelco, a beautiful country club. We were asked to go change into comfortable clothes, and we went to this ranch that the ranch was basically like a bed and breakfast that your members could rent out if we brought a group of members down. And they said, you can either go fly fishing or horseback riding or both. So what are the chances am I going to be in Argentina at the moment? And so I'm like, I'm going to do both. And in America, if you go and get on a horse, you have to, one, sign your life away, and two, you get led around a corral. Well, they put us on the horse and then said, there you go. And we went out on a mountain range for 2.5 hours on horses. And I had never been on a horse other than on a merry-go-round. So it was outstanding. We came back, and then we learned how to fly fish. So it was just like a day where, pinch me, I'm dreaming, because this is just one of the best days that I've had in regard to golf and other activities, other than having being married and having the birth of my two girls. It was a pretty outstanding day.
Sounds like it was. But so you've also contributed to a book, Breaking the Glass Ceiling, A Woman's Guide to Golf as a Business Tool.
Cheryl Leonhart took lessons from me when I was at Wellesley Country Club. I worked there for my father-in-law, Les Bond, who just was inducted into the New England PGA Hall of Fame 2 years ago. And Cheryl took lessons from me, and you talk about someone with energy. Cheryl's outstanding. And she's like, you know, there's nothing out there to help women use golf as a business tool or, you know, let them know how to go about it. So she did all the labor, and I was just basically her going, yep, that works. Okay, that's good. And it was her passion that got the book really done, and I was kind of just in the sidelines just agreeing with everything that she did, and I was used for basically the stretches and the golf terminology with helping her with that. Cheryl actually did volume 2 and expanded more on using it for a business tool, and she's a great lady, and she still lives up in Boston.
Susan, I want to thank you so much for coming on, and if there's anything in the future you want to come on and promote, just give me a jingle.
Oh, well, thank you very much. I'd like to just say that the Mass Women's Open is at the end of June, June 27th and 28th at the Bellevue Golf Club in Melrose, and if you would like to come play, contact myself at the Weekapaw Golf Club or Jimmy Tobin at Bellevue. Thank you for your time, and you got to come down here. It's a beautiful spot. We have great food. You got to come down. I'm a mile away from the ocean, and it's a beautiful, beautiful spot.
Definitely. And you can be found online at Weekapaug, that's weekapaugglf.com.
You're listening to Goldie Bounce Golf Live on 95.9 WATD.